You're listening to Apon Plays on the All Ports Open Network. The All Ports Open Network is home to more than a dozen podcasts that cover video games, relationships, audio dramas, and actual play podcasts like this one. If you'd like to support us and get commercial-free episodes of this show, as well as other Patreon benefits like early access to webcomics and newsletters, please consider supporting us at patreon.com/allportsopen. Thanks, and enjoy the show.
When we last saw our heroic band, they were separated and left standing face to face with the agents of evil, Black Knight and Mr. Mayhem. White Knight locked in a blue-blooded boardroom family reunion, while Titan, Soul, and Muse were in an old-fashioned three-on-one cliffside street fight. How will our heroes get out of this one? Find out this week as good and evil collide on Masks, the Forge of Fortitude, Issue 7, The Black Boardroom Brawl.
So we get this great opening panel of like a zoomed in detail shot of the face of Mr. Mayhem. And what we see is like sort of half of his face closed in and his like eye sort of bulging and twitching, bloodshot red, with what we can see, because it's only half the frame, is the street behind him and like flaming cop cars and stuff in the middle of the street. And then we see standing eye to eye, like clothes waving back in the night air, we see Muse standing there just locked eye to eye with Mr. Mayhem. And then I think what we see is another shot of Soul, who is in the back of the truck still, protective aura around the shipment of the ore. Before that cuts away, Soul, do you want to say or do anything as you're in this shot, as you're standing there trying to maintain this protective aura? You have comms if you want to use them.
Muse, do you need help?
And then we see a shot of Titan, who is like grabbing the wheel of a semi, like careening down the highway. Similar question. Do you want to say or do anything in this shot of you trying to drive the truck?
Positions and who needs assistance?
All right, then we see Muse again standing in the street. What do we see, like, on Muse's face as she's, like, standing there looking at Mr. Mayhem, who is staring her back down, almost like a duel here in the street?
Yeah, I imagine it, like you said, you're seeing Mr. Mayhem's face is locked in, half of his face on his eye, seeing the cars behind him. Cutting back to Muse's face, you see half of her face, her eye, staring ahead with a Soul in the background in the truck. And then I think that it goes to the next panel, and you see her eye just move down to the side, and you see another panel of the door that was from the truck. And then look back, and then just spring to action. And I would like to use one of my doom signs.
Okay.
My bolstered. Mark my doom track and use an adult move one time. The adult move I would like to do is overwhelm a vulnerable foe.
Right. Okay, great. So so you're going to mark your doom track. How many marks do you have on your doom track?
This is the fourth of five.
Okay.
And so what I'd like to do is I would like to pick up the door in a flash, spin around, and baseball bat Mr. Mayhem off the cliff.
Wait, before... Hold on. I want to back up
one That's second. What I'm going to try to do. All
right. Back up one second, because I just want to make sure it's clear how this works for the Doom. So, your character has two ways that you can bring on your Doom, right? That you've chosen already on the list. For her, what are they again? Just to help us remember.
Things that can raise my Doom track are overexerting myself. And which I'm translating as using up too much fuel to fuel my powers.
Sure.
And talking about it openly with others. So breaking the secret.
And so do you have to be doing one of those things now to mark the doom track?
Well, I have a doom sign, which I was given in the beginning, and part of using my doom sign ability is marking my doom track.
Gotcha. And the doom sign is that you can use adult powers.
An adult move one time. Yes.
So, describe again exactly how you want to, what you're doing, what your character is going to try to
do. Yeah. So, Muse is going to use her super speed and strength to run to the door that was ripped off and, you know, laying essentially between us, duel in the street, and grab it with two hands, spin around, and try to literally baseball bat Mr. Mayhem off this cliff to our, I'm assuming my right, his left.
Mm-hmm. Cool. All right, go ahead and roll to overwhelm a vulnerable foe.
Plus danger.
Now, just to be clear why he's vulnerable, I just want to make sure it's clear in case there's anyone that might forget. He's vulnerable because he recently lost an arm.
Mostly because his limb is
so vulnerable. I'm willing to say he's vulnerable in this moment. I think it's a little, if I'm being honest, based on what I know about how Mr. Mayhem works, it's a little bit of a stretch to say he's vulnerable, even with his arm missing. But I'm going to give it to you because I think it's a perfect moment to use the ability.
Alrighty. I rolled a 6, plus my danger is 3, so that's a 9.
Choose 2 of the things on this list here.
I am going to choose to take a powerful blow, as well as cause serious collateral damage.
Okay. All right. So this is what happens then, I'm going to say. So you pick up the door, right? And you're using the door to careen him off the edge of the cliff, right?
Yeah, I'm going to I'm swinging a baseball bat at him.
Uh-huh.
Like that. To just, slam him. Hit a home run off the cliff.
Yeah, right. Exactly how I'm picturing it. Like either a home run or like a golf swing. Just like lifting him up. So the body of Mr. Mayhem just goes flying over the edge of this cliff here. And without a doubt, Soul, you can see this from the back of the truck. The doors are like flapping open as it's like careening across the street, around the street. And so you see the body of Mr. Mayhem fly over the edge of the cliff. And a couple of things happen. As he's falling, you see two things happen sort of in succession. The first one is that Mr. Mayhem reaches his hands out and his eyes turn black. And then you feel a crushing wave just completely slap into your face. Go ahead and roll your take a powerful blow.
And I roll a 6. That's a miss.
So you feel similarly to what you felt in the street a week ago or whatever it was, that whatever he's doing there, it's reaching deep into your brain, deep into the synapses of your mind where things are stored. You probably see a succession of life memories flash before your eyes very quickly and something tugging at them.
And he's doing this without physical touch.
Without physical touch.
I think that the way that Muse stands strong is that she learns this, because I think she has a very similar ability to this, and she can only do it through physical touch. I feel like she tries to do the same thing back and tries to overwhelm him with that. Instead of taking, implanting.
So in that case, can you do me a favor and roll to unleash your powers, please? Roll plus freak. Is this something you've never done before this way?
Correct.
And also, I want Soul, you to preemptively roll to take a powerful blow as well.
Great.
9.
Okay. So mark a condition, or I tell you how the effect is unstable or temporary for what you're doing. I'll let you choose. Do you want to mark a condition, or do you want to? You want me to tell you how the effect is unstable or temporary?
I'd like to be unstable or temporary.
Okay. I'm not going to tell you how it's unstable or temporary right now. I will give you a glimpse of it. I'll give you a glimpse of it, which is that what there definitely passes between the two of you in this moment, and it's hard to, I don't know how you depict this in a comic book per se, but there's certainly a commonality that passes between the two of you. But what we see in the next shot is sort of a gray, hazy memory panel, right? And in that panel, this is what Mew sees in her mind. It's, you realize it's a memory. And it's a memory of Black Knight, and it's as if Black Knight and Mr. Mayhem are together. And they're standing out in front of a tower, a high rise, and it says Fernandez Interplanetary on it. And you see her go, like, vanish into the building. And you get this memory in your head just as we see the next shot of Mr. Mayhem vanishing into open shadow below him, and he's gone as he's falling off the edge of the cliff. So what did you get on your Take a Powerful Blow?
A 12.
Wow. So a 12 is normally amazing.
Yep.
In this case, not so good.
No.
You go ahead and choose one from the 10 plus list, please.
Okay. I think I'm going to lose control of myself or powers in a terrible way.
Uh-oh.
Okay. So right now, as this is happening, Sol is in the back of the truck and just basically protecting, shielding the ore, which is in a giant container in the back of this truck, which is barely being controlled by Titan in the driver's seat. And it's swerving around the road. And what Sol feels is this very sudden wave crash over her of, like, something drawing into. So the comic panel is sort of like the inside of brain synapses firing. You know, it's like something is reaching deep into her brain and just pulling apart at memories. And so you experience them over a few milliseconds, just a wave of your own memories, and something is pulling at them. So how do you lose control of your powers? What do you think happened? What do we see in that moment?
Gosh. I think the truck's, like, gonna explode. Oh. Like,
yeah.
I think it's just too much power put into, like, the shield.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're controlling the shield, right? And, like, you just lose control of it, and then it's just an explosion of Sol's energy. Titan, you're in the front seat, and the truck explodes around. What do you do?
Yeah, I'm in the driver's seat of the semi.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
So I wouldn't know that this explosion happens until I'm basically jettisoned out of the...
I see. I'm kind of giving you the opportunity to, like, try to respond with your amazing quick reflexes to, like, okay, maybe if there's something you want to try to do in the moment. And maybe there's not.
There's really not. There's really
I'm
not.
So sorry.
Titan is on for this ride.
I think Titan needs to also take a powerful blow then. Okay. And I'm not sure if it's from just the wave of soul energy, the Mr. Mayhem wave of energy that went out, or just being thrown out of a truck. Yeah. So I will ask you, though, before you roll the powerful blow, but I'm going to have you mark this condition because you do also experience the Mr. Mayhem wave, but it is not as quite as strong as the way the other two felt it.
Okay.
And then you can go ahead and roll to take a powerful blow, rolling plus two conditions.
Okay, so it is something that's kind of like pulling on memories, but not as strong as them.
In this case, it mostly just creates an emotional reaction from you, and that's represented by marking a condition.
Okay, it's just going to be insecure. Okay, so roll to take a powerful blow with the two conditions. Okay, I rolled a 7.
All right, so you're going to choose one from the 7 to 9 list. You're going to lash out verbally or provoke a teammate to foolhardy action, take advantage of your influence to afflict a condition, give ground, so that you see it's hard because you don't have opposition. Well, we can play with that. Or struggle past the pain and mark two more conditions.
Okay.
So given the... Well, it's your choice, but given the situation... Well, I'll let you choose. It's your choice.
I will struggle past pain because I'm just a human.
Yeah.
I'm just a guy. So two more conditions.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go with hopeless and angry.
So how many conditions do you have marked now? Four?
Four conditions.
Okay.
Titan's already in a bad spot already, guys. He's in a bad spot.
Before I cut to a different thing, I just want to have one more panel of Muse who has just seen Mr. Mayhem go over the edge and vanish, and I'm wondering like what we see in that panel before it cuts.
I think Muse is going to chuck the door. Try to chuck it through the hole.
Yeah, so it doesn't stay open long enough, so the door like crashes down on the cliffside below.
And I imagine that this door just like blows through like a mansion that's like on the side of the hill.
It's the professor's beach home.
So that's fine. That can be even more collateral damage because there's already collateral damage from the wave of Mr. Mayhem mind sort of energy power that went out and hit your friends. But and the police officer. So what you see, I guess the final shot here before I cut, is that there's like what police officers were living still from this are sort of laying around on the street holding their heads. Like, you know, and there's just like a shot of the flaming wreckage that is. And then maybe a shot of the mansion. The door.
I'm like,
the door that just bounced through.
Was an exploding semi-truck not enough collateral damage?
What we see next is an office space at the top of a very high tower in downtown Halcyon City. And we see a looming figure in a suit of black armor. And just like we saw on the street, half the face of Muse and Mr. Mayhem, we see half the face of a suit of black armor and half the face of White Knight staring down. And then we hear a woman's voice who says, oh, hey, baby, it's so good to see you. Did you RSVP for Aunt Linda's 56th birthday party yet? Because if not, she's been asking me about it. And and we see Black Knight holding the throat of, like, a CEO type in a suit as she's, like, saying this to you.
I...
Are you okay?
Listen. If
you want to be the best, you got to move and motivate. Mom, will you just put him down?
Yeah, she drops him. He goes crashing down to the floor. What do you do?
I let him crash to the floor.
She says, I'm really glad you're here. I kind of figured you might show up. And I'm just going to take that to mean that your friend Burnout will be here in about as much time it takes for him to fly here. From the highway. So we have just a few minutes to chat.
Yeah. A few minutes to chat.
Mm-hmm.
While you're taking a whole boardroom hostage.
Oh, these people. Come on. This is nothing. At least half of this was a show. Any excuse to see my little baby boy, right?
You know, most parents just FaceTime.
Yeah, you're right. It's hard to FaceTime in the dark. The lighting, you know, is just really bad.
Yeah.
So, how are your friends?
They're good.
Oh, I doubt they're doing that well right now. Just about right now. And she, like, at that moment, she, like, snaps a finger and a, like a shadow hole sort of opens up next to her, and
Mr. Mayhem comes flying through it, careening across the floor in this office room, smashing into the conference table, and like causing a huge mess. Like, you have to jump out of the way to not just get like smashed by chairs flying out of the way. And then the black hole thing sort of closes up again.
Well, you always said you wanted a dog. Thought you'd get a Labrador.
Labrador, Irish Setter, you know, they're just so obedient. And then you see, like, Mr. Mayhem standing up. He's, like, stretching a little bit, brushing himself off.
Is he by a window, perchance?
Oh, there's windows. There are windows. Yeah, windows everywhere, baby. Yeah, what does White Knight do?
While still just, like, you know, dead eye locked, glaring at his mother, he's just gonna, like, throw one arm out.
Okay.
And use the shadows to punt Mr. Mayhem out a window.
Okay. Go ahead and roll to directly engage a threat.
Yay.
Roll plus danger.
That would be a 5. I mark potential.
Yeah, mark potential.
However, that is my 5th potential.
Oh, wow. Okay. So what I think actually happens is you do that, and you just hear your mom laugh as she, like, basically just tears those shadows out of your control and just, like, knocks you to the ground, slams you to the ground with them, basically turning the full force of your shadow power back on you. Roll to take a powerful blow. Roll plus conditions. So
I have guilty, so that's a 12.
All right, so you get to choose one from the 10-plus list.
I will take 2 conditions and give them an opportunity by giving ground. And I will take the conditions angry and afraid.
Yeah. All right, you marked potential, which means that right in this moment you're going to advance. So do you already know what you want to do with that?
I think your boy has to choose unlocking his moment of truth.
Oh, boy.
I mean, it's your moment of truth. You got it.
Yeah. All right, cool. So here's the thing that happens then, because you have given them an advantage in this moment. You're, like, crushed on the floor of this conference room by these shadows, which slammed you down. And there's just, like, this look of fear on White Knight's face. Mr. Mayhem walks, kind of strolls over to you and just casually strokes his beard for a second and just sort of brushes your hair to the side, just gently, almost like his gentle action. You get a good look at his eyes at this moment, and there's almost nothing there. Like, there's just nothing going on back there behind his eyes, pretty obviously. But yet there's a strange moment of almost gentleness as he brushes your hair to the side. And he stands up and he goes back over to where Black Knight is to sort of take his spot by her side, like his lapdog, like his, you know, little lackey. And when he brushes your hair, for just a moment, you feel this really strange sensation where your ability to sort of reach out and control the shadows, it's almost like you forget how to do it. It's like you, like, try to reach out and just, like, in this moment, at least right now, you're unable to do it. It's like that power is short-circuited.
Don't like that.
Uh-oh. Listen.
If you want to be the best, you got to move and motivate. Coming crashing through the window into the conference room, ablaze, is Burnout, who flew here at, like, the fastest speed possible to confront Black Knight. And you're laying on the ground between, on one side, Black Knight and Mr. Mayhem, and on the other side, Burnout. And you see your cell phone. Yeah, that's... You read my mind. You see your cell phone has, like, gone sliding across... Cell phone, communicator, whatever. Has gone sliding across, like, the conference room floor, and there's, like, this panel of you looking over, and it's, like, vibrating over there. You know, like, you see the shot of it vibrating and lighting up. I think I want to cut back to the folks on the street for a moment here and just ask what Sol and Titan and Muse are doing, given that you're standing in this, like, chaos, the aftermath here.
I'm running over and checking on everyone to see if they're alive, what the heck's happening.
I'm looking to see if I, like, injured anyone.
Yeah, so you definitely did. There is, I mean, other than the fact that you caused the truck to explode, there's, like, some police officers who got singed. They're not like, charred corpses or anything. They're just really injured and hurt and, like, kind of burning. And so you were, Muse was also just, like, running to find everyone else?
Yeah, I'd, like, speed ran, checking to see if Sol's okay and not an exploded corpse.
No, Sol's checking other bodies. You don't see Titan, though.
Okay, well, I want to check and see if Titan's an exploded corpse.
I think you zip around until you find Titan, like, barely sort of pulling himself back up to his feet in the grass on the side of the highway. He looks pretty beat up.
All right, I think I'm going to try to say, hey, I took care of Mayhem. Let's try to get these people back together. Come on. We're still in this thing. And I'm going to try to comfort or support Titan.
Okay. Go ahead and roll.
Plus mundane.
Yeah, plus mundane.
I rolled an 8 and minus 1, so that's a 7.
So you get to mark potential. Titan gets to mark potential and clear a condition. Or shift labels if you choose to open up to the support. So basically you have two choices. You can mark potential, clear a condition, or you can, like, open up in some way and do something revealing sort of who you are or, like, you know, how you feel, and shift your labels if you'd like instead.
I'm gonna mark potential and clear a condition.
Yeah, I figured. What does Titan say, though?
Yeah, priorities. Mission. Help me just pop the shoulder back.
Muse looks very, very afraid of that. Like, suddenly her face sours and she's like, maybe Sol could help. And she, like, zooms away over to the next, like, policeman and tries to, like, help them.
Okay. The thing that the three of you, as you're, like, helping people in the street and, like, looking for each other, you realize that you do not see White Knight anywhere here. What do you do?
I mean, Sol is completely frozen this entire time. Opposite of usual.
Oh, that's great. I like that we have a panel of Sol, like frozen in place, just like her power has been unleashed, and it caused this complete wave of devastation and collateral damage and, like, burning wreckage and, like, police officers wounded rolling around in the street on fire and her face. What do we see on her face?
She is absolutely terrified. Like, this is... She tried... Because, like, the first time she ever used her power, she hurt her brother, and she's tried to forget that. And... Every time she goes out on a mission, something, maybe not to this scale, but something like this happens where she loses control. And that's why Burnout stopped being her mentor as well. And so she's like, she is freaking out because nothing she does, she can't be a hero because she just keeps hurting people. And so she has, like, this look on her face that's just, like, terrified and just, like, hopeless.
Okay. I come up to you kind of gingerly, Sol, and I say, Hey, are you all right? Everything okay? And then, like, I think that Muse is, like, trying to reach out, like, kind of to touch your shoulder, and then, like, you see her kind of, like, wither back.
I'm fine, but no one else is. And this always happens.
I know. Things are crazy, and... But, hey, it couldn't have happened at a better spot. Nobody knows that this was you. Hey, no one even knows what Mr. Mayhem does or the full extent of his powers. I don't think anyone even suspects that this was you. I think you're okay.
I'm literally... literally glowing in the middle of the night.
I'll try to comfort or support you.
All right. Go ahead and roll it. You're plus one, Dave.
I rolled a 9, minus 1 is 8.
Okay.
So that's a hit.
It is a hit. You can mark potential and clear a condition for soul, or you can open up to what she's saying and shift your labels if you want.
Okay. Well, I'll mark potential, and then I'll get rid of... I think I'll get rid of angry.
Okay, so you calm down, basically.
Yeah.
Enough to get your bearings.
Yeah.
Okay, so Titan, you know, you're sort of taking stock of the situation, mm-hmm. and you know that White Knight went somewhere, but you have no idea where.
Mm-hmm.
So one of your teammates here in your crew is missing.
I'm just going to try and pop my shoulder in against a tree. And
by yourself,
and,
right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, because Muse just ran off. And it's like, I'm standing there, shoulder dislocated, and then just starts talking to... Fine.
White Knight, check in.
So the question I have for White Knight is, was the device you used to reach out to Captain Shadow the same device you used to talk to the rest of your team?
As far as I'm aware with how we've flavored it, we just have super good cell phones, basically.
Okay, so...
So I would assume it's the same device.
Right, the one you saw...
Yeah, we have cell phones with an earpiece.
Oh, with an earpiece. I'm going to say that the earpiece got knocked out when you got slammed with the shadow power.
Yeah,
when you got slammed with the shadow power, which is why you see it vibrating over there. Like, you see it vibrating. Someone's trying to reach you, but, you know, it's out of your reach.
I would like to say that even with this intense, super dramatic scene going on,
yeah,
his device, its ringtone is set to lollipop, lollipop.
Oh my god! So there's this. Everyone hears it, and so there's like this split second. Like, there's this panel where, at the same time, Burnout and Black Knight and Mr. Mayhem, their heads all turn to the phone on the floor, and it's just lollipop. Well, and then cuts, and then they just start turning back to each other again. You're on the floor. It's going off near you. Burnout is like approaching, and they're talking, but your ears are sort of ringing from whatever just happened to you when Mr. Mayhem touched you, and your ears are ringing in such a way that it's really hard for you to make. You hear the fuzzy voices, but it's like peanuts, you know? It's like womp, 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 womp. Like, okay. You can't make out what it is. What do you do?
I guess I'm gonna grab my phone to see if I can read it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't hear anything, so I don't know. Yeah, I'm like... I will read my messages. I roll to read messages.
And there's a close-up shot of your messages, and you just see this from an unknown number, and the message you receive just says, brace yourself. And you see it right before you have this, like, sensation of falling for just, like, a second, because a, like, open shadow sort of appeared underneath you and pulled you through it. And you find yourself standing in a different office space in the dark, and there is a figure next to you, and you realize very quickly that it is indeed Captain Shadow.
Listen. If you wanna be the best, you got to move and motivate.
Who has just sort of pulled you through a shadow from that room with him, and he's got like his finger, you know, up in like the silent position over his lips, and he's like grabbed you so that you don't like go slamming into like I don't know, like a mop or something in a janitor closet, whatever room you're in here hiding. And Captain Shadow's just like, White Knight, are you okay?
I'm fine, but Burnout is about to get burned out. He needs help.
What's the situation in there? What do we got?
Mr. Mayhem, a memory alterer, taker, stealer who has super strength to the maximum.
Yeah, seen him on the news. Okay, keep going. Yep, what else?
Yeah, him and Black Knight, that's it.
Okay, and Mommy. Got it, Mom. We got Mayhem, and we got Burnout. It sounds bad. And where's everybody else?
Highway 112.
Okay. All right. So it's just us. All right. So, listen, he goes, I appreciate that you called me in on this one because you thought you need help. But I just want you to know that whatever is in there, this is your op. You can do this. You can face this. But I'm here for you. You tell me, what are we doing? What's the plan?
You know, be heroes. Kick the bad guy's ass and throw them in jail or whatever.
All right, it seems straightforward enough to me. You ready to pop back into that room and make it happen?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm ready.
I know you got this. Fuck it, let's go be heroes. That's what he says. And then, are you going to use your powers to try to appear in the other room again?
Yeah. Yeah, that would make the most sense.
So he vanishes, right? And yeah. You go to use your power, one of the most, probably the first ability, like, you know what I mean? Like, I imagine this is, like, the first thing that you learn to do with your shadow power, which is to be able to, like, move through the shadows. Like, this is, should be, of all the things you don't have to roll for, this is it, right? Except for, yeah. As you go to do it, you feel like you are struggling to remember how to do it. But you can push through that if you roll Unleash Your Powers to overcome this obstacle.
I will roll to unleash my powers.
All right. Go ahead and roll Plus Freak.
Plus Freak?
Yeah.
With that minus, that is a 7.
Okay. So mark a condition. So
I'll take Insecure. I can just only take one more condition.
All right. You pop back into that room. Where in the room do you want to appear when you go in? Because you've already seen it. So you, like, have a good idea how the room is laid out. There's a smashed conference table. There's, like, people who are hiding, cowering, hoping not to die.
He is probably going to appear behind Black Knight and Mr. Mayhem.
Mm-hmm.
Probably, like, coming out of the shadow of whatever the CEO that got dropped earlier.
Coming out of that guy's shadow.
Yeah, because I assume Black Knight has, like, moved forward from him. There's the smashed mm-hmm. conference table between...
All right, you appear behind the two of them, and then we see the conference room with the stare down between Burnout and Mayhem and Black Knight. And then we see the outside of the tower with, like, the brightness of Burnout burning at the top of it. And then the final sort of wide shot of Halcyon City. And then it cuts to black.
A new development. Most disturbing. As Mr. Mayhem reveals yet another of his seemingly endless abilities. Even with the arrivals of Burnout and Captain Shadow, does the team possess enough strength to even make a dent in Mr. Mayhem's defenses? Can the team arrive in time to help before it's too late? The tension has the potential to reach dizzying heights on next week's episode of Masks, The Forge of Fortitude, Issue 8. A serious skyscraper situation.
This episode of Apon Plays starred Ashton Laurel as Sol, Justin Allen as Titan, Connor Castile as White Knight, Sean Delp as Muse, and Ben Wallace as the Game Master. Masks, A New Generation, is the award-winning tabletop role-playing game by Brendan Conway and published by Magpie Games. This episode featured the songs Tension is Rising, Time to Move and Motivate, The Insider Theme, One Fine Day, and Vibration, all by The Insider, and can be found on the album All's Fair in Love of Wax. Apon Plays is produced by Chris Sumsky, Ben Wallace, and Joshua Wise. This episode was edited by me, Sean Delp.
Do you find yourself struggling between the choices of playing the latest video games you got for Christmas or debating Aunt Fanny about religion over Christmas dinner?
Do you find yourself trying to work video games into your school papers, Sunday sermon, or next book proposal?
Do you wish you had more people to argue with about the hidden philosophical meaning of your favorite RPG?
Well then, nerds, we are the podcast for you.
No Avatars Allowed is a podcast about video games, theology, and all things cultural and intellectual.
Oh, and we talk about sex a lot, too.
Our hosts Rachel Dalton, Ben Wallace, and Joshua Wise figure out each week how on earth to cram video games into some kind of bigger discussion.
And mostly, we make it work.
Check us out every Saturday morning on allportsopen.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So grab your controller, that unused copy of Thomas Aquinas that's sitting on your shelf, maybe a negligee, and come join us for what is certain to be an interesting and strange conversation on No Avatars Allowed.